Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. That's the voice of Mitchell Trubisky. That is the Bears quarterback. That is a guy who would rather win than put up big numbers to satisfy whoever thinks that's the point of the exercise. No. You play to win the game. Dare we repeat the old, overused comment. And, be nice to see him play well, and he's getting a taste of what the Packers series means to people, and that's nice.
What'd you make of him saying, I want to open up the offense? Was that a hint of things to come, or was that just a quarterback hoping they would open up the offense?
Well, I think he wants to open up the offense. I think he's saying to you that I can do more.
Yeah.
Let me do more. Let me be a contributor. Let me
spread my wings.
Let my love open the door. I don't know what
my love.
No, that's what he's saying. He's saying that he wants to be able to contribute.
Did you hear what Josh Sitton said to the Green Bay media?
I love that too. That was fantastic. So he said that they were in the huddle and he gave them all the GD, get back in here.
The linemen were breaking the huddle, like half listening and half breaking early. And he told them, get the bleep back in here. You don't break the huddle until I break the bleep in huddle.
Yeah.
And, you know, bleepity, bleepity, bleep. And then Josh Sitton said, I love that bleep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a moment, man.
See, I like that. I mean, because the kid looks
like
the, you know, he did just when he's at the podium, he seems like, you know, the guy you would love to have your, you know, have him knocking on the door, take your daughter out, right? But I love the fact, hey, I'll tell you when my huddle's over. You guys don't decide that.
And he's right. That's good stuff. That was really a fun story.
Yeah, that was great.
And I was very pleased to hear that story. And I think it does speak volumes. But, you know, the purpose of the competition is to declare a winner, and it's not about how you develop a quarterback. You know, great quarterbacks win football games. That's how you judge them, based on their record, based on how they do in the playoffs. Do they win? Do they lose? It's not how many points can they put up. Oh, my gosh, can he complete 70% of his passes?
Unless you have him on your fantasy team.
Everything else. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think we're losing track of the point of the exercise. So don't ruin my good mood, man. I'm in a great mood, having a great morning, and then I got to hear that stuff. Doesn't make sense to me. It's against the grain of what life should be. You win, buddy. Win. All we ever do is win, 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 no matter what.
That's right.
That's the motto. That's what we listen to before the games. Come on now. Why am I in such a good mood, you ask? Because I got up this morning, I went out to the garage, and the light bulb worked, buddy. I'm operating. I feel like it's like Vegas, you know, when you turn on the garage and all of a sudden. I told Brian a while ago that
you got
I had
the golden nugget in
I
your
had
garage.
A burnt out light bulb, and I had to figure out a way
you
to replace
it. You have the Bellagio
it.
Fountains in there, too? What's going
now
on?
Now you have so one finally, light bulb, but it's like Vegas.
No, in my world, it's pitch black when I leave. And now, and I've been
when
walking
I leave
around.
Vegas, it usually
I've been
is
in
too.
My garage. Yeah. I like opened the door of the garage, and I can't find a car. You know, I'm just saying. I know where the car is generally parked, but it's hard to see. And now, when I hit the thing, the light goes on because I had a burnt out light bulb, and I let it go. I've talked about it. I let it go. It bothered me. Finally, I said to myself, I got to fix this. So I get up on the ladder. I get up there, and I shatter the bulb. So now I got a broken bulb I'm kind of like, all right, there's still enough of the bulb left. I can just unplug this
needle nose
thing,
pliers.
Get out the needle nose pliers. Yeah. I go up there. I try that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not, and that's
so I just abandoned the project, you know, leave a live bulb running through my house or through the garage. Anyway, finally, my wife actually went online and found this video. It's like these Russian guys, and they're telling you what to do. I'm not kidding you. It was extraordinary.
They're the Russian
guys.
So
you take like a water bottle or like an empty Coke bottle. You get a lighter. You heat the outside of the thing, right? The top of the thing. You just heat it till like kind of the plastic starts to bubble a little bit. You shove that thing into the broken out bulb, right? You see what I'm saying? A bulb. Think of, you know, where all you have is that part you screw in.
So it bonds
there. You leave it
there
for a second. It bonds.
And then
you just turn it, and it comes out. and boom goes the new light bulb. And today, for the first time in 2 weeks, I walk out, I hit the garage door. Boom! Vegas vacation, baby! I feel like I'm driving past the what is the one that with the birds?
The birds.
You know, the bird where we sit in the flamingo.
Flamingo. Come on,
the flamingo. You know how the lights go up in the flamingo.
Blackjack,
I love that.
Strip.
Our favorite blackjack.
So
spot.
The Russian guys also tell you how to buy Facebook ads?
No, but you know it is a bizarre thing that it's this guy with that, like a very accented Russian voice, and he's got this set up video. But the internet. Let me tell you something. Here's how I feel. The internet is like a miracle.
Not the dark
YouTube net. Can cure all ills.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God, we got to go on there and find a video of how to deal with a North Korean lunatic or something. That would tell you. They have all the videos up, buddy.
You can do
simple things solved. I love a simple thing solved.
Home surgery. It's a
new
hobby.
And I mean, as a guy who has been electrocuted badly previously in his life, I had a very bad moment where I got myself electrocuted when I was a younger man. I didn't want to go through that again. It's a horrible thing. I don't know if you've ever been electrocuted.
Then, no, did the governor pardon you before they gave you a second shot?
No, I was working at a casual corner at Evergreen Plaza. I was like I was just like the stock boy. I put sensor rounds on the clothes and stuff, and I did all the,
make sure people aren't walking out without
janitorial
pay.
Stuff. No, if they went out, it was up to the sales girls and stuff. I wasn't going to get involved. But I did a lot of, of the maintenance and stuff.
You haven't lived till you've seen a sales girl put a Kyle Fuller hit on.
I'm changing a light, one of these fluorescent light things, right?
The tubes,
these tubes like we have here. Yeah. And I get up on a ladder and I get up there and I am like, oh my God, I cannot get the thing out.
You got to turn it a little
bit. I can't get it out. And I'm turning it and I have a screwdriver in my pocket.
Oh, so that's no good. No.
Listen, I'm a young guy. I'm in high school. No. I like get the screwdriver up and I tried to pop the thing and didn't I shatter it and shove the screwdriver into the open thing. And I got shot off the ladder. I went on top of like a rack of clothes and – my hair was standing up, but I was kind of burning, but I was okay.
Also, you mentioned the internet and how great it is and the Google machine, right? So what's also awesome is when you put out a topic or a question like that is our callers.
Yes.
So he didn't want to go on the air, but I won't even use his name, but he's a rehabber, and he called up, and it made a lot of sense. So he said, next time Mully or any of you guys have a broken light bulb in that situation and you don't know how to – he said, take a potato.
Yeah, we've got 10 texters.
Take a potato. Shove it in there. He's like, it takes 5 seconds.
Yes.
Shove the potato in there. That's your protectant, right? And lefty loosey it.
I read that.
Will a bag of fries work?
Thing, and to be honest with you, I was confused by it because I kept thinking – in my mind, I kept thinking instead of just taking a potato and shoving it in and doing that, I kept thinking that I would cut the potato in half – and then I would shove it in there, and then the water would electrocute me from the potato. That's how I envisioned it. There is a certain amount of moisture in a potato.
You really do have. You're carrying that.
Maybe put the surgical glove on.
That casual corner thing is still living with you.
I do not want to electrocute myself. At the potato, I saw that as a possible way of solving it.
Well,
and it scared me. I prefer melted plastic, I guess is what I'm telling you.
You have to use Russian potatoes.
They're really dry.
Yeah.
They've got all sorts of growth.
Don't worry about
them.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. I
bake it for a few minutes.
My buddy married a girl, a Russian girl. He was working in Russia. And when he brought her over to the United States, she went around and the gift that she brought to her friends, the gift that she brought home to everyone were egg cartons. She collected egg cartons. I'm not making this up. And she brought them back to Russia. And so that her friends could go to the store, because there you buy eggs and you put the eggs in your bag, and when you get home you're always breaking one.
Yeah.
You've got one scrambled.
If you want to make an omelet,
so
you got to break some eggs.
That was the gift that she was bringing home, believe it or not.
Well, it's the thought that counts.
Well, I'm just saying, apparently that's like, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
What year of marriage is that?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, with the 2.5 year anniversary, you bring egg cartons home?
No, I'm saying she brought it home for her family members.
To her, that was a very practical
luxury item.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right.
She was amazed by egg cartons.
Well.
Huh?
Okay.
All right. I just think we do take a lot of things for granted. That's all I'm saying. Now that I think about it, the potato, you just shove the potato in, that would work.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I was cutting the potato. I saw the suggestion. Trust me, the plastic thing worked the treat, but the potato is probably a lot easier.
Yeah, it seems because to be one step.
There were a lot more parts. Yeah. Like took me a while to find a lighter. Yeah. But I accidentally lit the match and my finger got burnt. No, I'm making a lighter. Listen, all I know is I got a light bulb that's functioning and I'm a different person this morning. So, you know, check that internet out. That thing's going to stick around.
How many morning drive guys does it take to change a light bulb?
That is exactly the joke. That is exactly what we made that joke as we talked about it. Yeah. So, Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
621 on The Score. You got Mully and Hanley. Thanks for being with us. This segment of our show brought to us by O'Reilly Auto Parts. And Mully, you're out there giving people. Here's a guy said, texted in. He's had a broken light bulb in the crawl space for 5 years. Tried the potato trick, not the Coke bottle trick. The potato trick worked like a charm. So thank you very much. You're now Wally Phillips.
That wasn't mine, but you know, get that stuff done. Because you feel like it, you really do feel like you're in Vegas.
And let's give something away. How about caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700. You're going to get access to the third Bears Radio After Dark event on Tuesday, November 14th. That's next week. Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, our buddies, will be joined by the Bears' Cody Whitehair. Lots of great football conversation and, of course, lots of great food and drink because it's at the Chicago Prime Steakhouse in Schaumburg. Caller 6, 312-591-6700 is the number for your chance to win access to that third Bears Radio After Dark event. Good luck. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. A couple of crashes out there. Traffic sponsored by Jimmy John's. The first one, westbound 8094, three-car crash at Klein Avenue in the left lane. The other on the westbound O'Hare extension right at the Tri-State. Inbound Edens, 26 minutes. Back out, you're good. The Kennedy 35 in from O'Hare. 10 from Montrose, 8 in the Express, 32 out to the airport. It's 45 minutes on the inbound Eisenhower, 390 into the post office, 31 from Wolf. Back out at 35. I just want to let you know there is a tire changer in the right lane at Oak Park Avenue. Stevenson, 55 minutes in from the Veterans Tollway, 42 from the Tri-State out is open. The Rhine, 28 minutes in, 15 out. As for the tollways, quiet except the northbound Tri-State, 88 to the Eisenhower ramp slows down there. At Jimmy John's, they spend 6 hours slicing and baking to get you fresh, all-natural meats, along with locally purchased hand-sliced produce. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meat. You're listening to 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Well, thank you very much, Jill. This segment has been brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Potato.
Whites, let there be light.
I just love little remedies like that. I don't know why. I just think it's, you know, and that's the beauty of the internets, to mispronounce a word in honor of a former president. I think it's fun to learn people's tricks.
Down a YouTube hole, you could be there all day, all weekend.
That's a true story. Seriously. You can really watch a lot of that. Now, you can lose an hour without even realizing that you started.
Yep, absolutely.
You're right.
You start on one thing and it leads to another. And
we're going to get back to Bears talk, but we got to get to the bottom of this stuff. John is in Mount Prospect. Good morning, John.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
I just want to give you some advice. The potato trick will only work if there's a lot of jagged glass.
Right.
And there's no glass. What you want to do is turn on the light, go down to the breaker box, flip off the breaker. If you're that uncomfortable, you could buy the little electric tester pen. Once you know the power's off, you take a pair of needle nose pliers, you fold in just a piece of the little, like, silver tab, you know, the actual screw into the light bulb. You bend a little piece of it back, and then you could just unscrew it with the needle nose pliers. And I do construction, and that's how we do it on the job.
Yeah. The key part there, John, is turning off the breaker.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Making sure that you're, because that's how things get, it's how you get in trouble. The running of the electrical. I turned it off on the inside because I wasn't going to get electrocuted. And someone said that he's never met anyone electrocuted. I was shocked. If I had been electrocuted, I wouldn't be with us.
Yeah. So a little more in semantics, I guess. Electrocuted equals death. Yes. Shocked equals casual corner.
Yeah. There you go. I was shocked.
Shocked, I say.
It was a pretty big shock, I might say. I honestly, God, I don't know if you ever had, like, even a little shock is not pleasant, but a shock like that was, you know, took me a while to get over it.
Well, maybe I've had, it's made me jump, like, where I probably could have dunked a basketball in that one. Like, that would have been the way that I could have gotten up to the height of that
that's
rim.
That's the only thing that makes you dunk.
Exactly. I'm just saying, like, that would be the trick. Okay?
No, I just heard, coach used to follow you around with a cattle prod.
Yeah, I just heard radio stunt.
How much electricity does it get to get
over the rim? I said I was willing to get the vasectomy right here live on the air.
You kept volunteering that, and we all kept turning you down. It was kind of ugly.
Yeah.
Got to a point where you were insisting upon it, and it was really...
For a week, he came in with the frozen peas and just, you know, put them on your...
Yeah.
I just want to see Dustin and Bob Costas in a dunk contest now and see who would come out on top.
Wow. Whatever you want to let me go on him, feel free.
Yeah, well, I don't understand that, to be honest with you, because I think that...
You don't understand what?
Your dislike of Bob Costas. I mean, you just find him holier than thou? Is that it?
Yeah. But more than willing to take that big check. But then,
so you think think you never heard any criticism from Bob
because,
while he was making money?
Yeah. When Bob Costas' name is no longer connected to the NFL,
so he's got thoughts.
Mike Tirico took his job.
Right. Disgruntled ex-employees.
But didn't he used to do a thing where he would do, like, he did like a
he did like those little he did those little essays, yeah, right? Yeah.
Right. And he wasn't critical at times.
He was critical, right. But this is.
Now he's going over the top.
Yes.
All right.
In one other short guy's opinion.
Oh, you know, I never had a problem with Bob Costas. I always thought he was...
I liked him, but I'm with Dustin. Over the years, he's become kind
of... But isn't that everybody? I mean, don't you get tired of the omnipresence of people? Isn't there such a thing as, like, oversaturation? It's like hearing a song that's really catchy, and then you're like, oh, that's a good song.
Yeah, but...
And you keep hitting the buttons. I want to hear that song again. And then you have to turn off all radios.
The longer Bob's been around, I think the more you realize that the early Bob Costas was not the legit Bob Costas. I think the arrogance has always been there, but he's kind of kept it in check.
I mean, Bob Costas doing, like, the Saturday afternoon game of the week back on NBC when I was growing up. Like,
yeah.
That's the Bob Costas that I would like to remember. That I enjoy. Didn't he do the Sandberg game? Right?
Yes.
So that's the guy I'd like to remember. Bob Costas was in some big Bulls NBA Finals moments. I think he did the Jordan shot, right? I think he did the Paxson shot on national television for NBC at the time, if I'm not mistaken. That stuff. Okay, but I don't need him telling me about how much hot garbage the NFL is right now. Save your thoughts, Bob. I mean, how many dollars in that bank account of
Dustin,
yours are
in
are
fairness to him? I'm not in love with the guy. I'm just saying, wouldn't he be in a position to know if the standard of the league had slipped, having been around and done those games that you're talking about?
I guess the question was, how much was there to be critical about when he was in his heyday with the NFL? What should he have been on the mountaintop about?
Wasn't that a golden age of the NFL? Yeah. I mean,
well,
it seems like
my point is, it wouldn't take a neurosurgeon from whatever the greatest hospital is on the East Coast that the New York Times could find a quote from to realize that when you run really fast, two human beings run fast, and when they do that, their faces smash into each other with a helmet and a face mask on. The damage is done. That's not groundbreaking. Okay, that's obvious.
Okay,
obvious.
But I think
there's
a lot more medical information available now than there was before. And there is also this feeling
because somebody went digging around for it. That's why,
dude. There was like a conspiracy of silence about it. They didn't want all that. You know, did everybody sign up for it? You know, I mean,
I mean, it hurts to get hit or do the hitting.
That Roger Goodell is still kind of a concussion denier is a bit shocking when you think about it, to get back to the electricity. All right there, Joe. Good God, bail us out.
While we're at it, fire Jim Gray. That's the guy that gets me.
Really? He just annoys you, though.
Yes. Now he's just Tom Brady's personal interviewer.
I know.
He is an irritant. Yes. Different than Costas, who was like...
Well, I think he is to Dustin, right?
So Jim Gray to you, Dustin, is called Costas?
I like Jim Gray because Jim Gray will ask questions.
To whom?
What do you mean to
Pete
whom?
Rose when he lies
Pete
to
Pete Rose,
him.
Yeah. Mike Tyson. I had no problem with those questions that he asked. And he was in there and he asked the questions that people like...
Are you still a nail biter?
Oh, boy.
Wow. How Jim Gray asked the question, that's another topic.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mully and Hanley, that is a question to John Fox from our guy David Haw. And we'll ask David about the Bears having to guard against overconfidence now that they are favored for the first time this year, and favored, we might add, by, what is it,
six points some places, right? On the rise, might
Opened
be seven.
Opened at three, got to five.
A few days to go. Who knows
six
where?
Now.
Yeah.
When it gets to 10, go the other way. Help. Oh, my God. We'll talk to David Haw next, Mully and Hanley on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. David Haw joins us on the Car X Tire and Auto Hotline. Your Car X man has the lowest tire prices right now. David, of course, the lead sports columnist in the Chicago Tribune, writes the In the Wake of the News column. Good morning, David. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing well.
We need your help because we began the morning with this conversation about the Blackhawks that turned into the Bears, and the idea was, would you rather see the Hawks win or score a lot of points out of their first line because they're putting those guys together? And the consensus was they want people – everyone wants the team to score. Doesn't matter if they win or not. And then that turned to Bears conversation, and we're talking about how Mitch Trubisky needs to throw for 300 yards and two touchdowns. Who cares if they win? I got to tell you, my stomach churns when I hear – any talk like that. Does anyone know what professional sports
is,
David?
Goodness sakes. Those 5-5 conversations can take a quick dramatic turn, can't they?
Yes. To hell.
You know, it bothers me that the conversation in town is gone that way because it's absurd to me to think that people would be satisfied to see Mitch Trubisky complete 30 of 45 passes for 335 and four touchdowns, but the Bears lose 35-28. I don't understand that mentality.
Well, blame Theo.
I don't understand the mindset in the NFL right now. Or I mean, okay, it is the NFL. This isn't the Cubs rebuild. This isn't baseball. This isn't another sport. If the Bears win 10-9 and Mitch Trubisky throws for 118 again, that's a good day. There's no moral victory Monday if that happens. You've got to understand and value what winning does to a young quarterback's development, too. That matters. And I don't where are these people coming from? I got in a spirited discussion on Sports Talk Live last night with Dave Kaplan about the same thing. I don't understand why people – it's the Packers, too. All this sort of long-time rivalry, you know, you want to beat the win. Team that – I don't get it.
You know, here's the thing. At the end of the year, they don't look at, oh, wow, look at a great job they did with the quarterback. They say, you know, the guy lost to the Packers and it's going the wrong way and you got to go. It is, you know, when you start judging quarterbacks, you don't say, boy, that Joe Montana, you know, he threw for a lot of yards. You say, that guy won Super Bowls. Boy, that Tom Brady, you know, he completed how many touchdown passes? No, he won and he won to get to the playoffs and he won in the playoffs. That's how you judge that position, all positions.
But a month ago, we wondered if there was even a number. Does John Fox have to get to a number of wins to keep that job? Is there a magic? Is it 7? Is it 8? Is it 9? Or is it 6? We thought, or is it just something else? Is it the feeling the team is getting better? It competes every week. It tries. It's close, whatever it was. So, I mean, a few wins later, a couple wins later, now it's like, well, guess what? The playoffs are right there for you.
But I really don't believe that I don't think they're compatible. I don't know that the Bears are going out there, you know, consciously thinking you have to win so many games to keep your job. I think that every Sunday is an entity unto itself. I mean, every week is a season. And I think that this season, this Sunday, the Bears want to win however they can. And it's absurd to me to think that there's any other agenda that it's okay to lose as long as Mitch, you know, gets his numbers. Here's the thing, and it bears repeating. Brian, I think we talked about it on Monday. You know, nobody denies the fact that developing Mitch Trubisky is the number one priority for this franchise this season. But it's not the only priority. And you can have other things in play that matter. And this team has done a nice job of establishing an identity based on not Mr. Trubisky, it's defense and it's running game. So you tell the 52 other guys that winning doesn't matter Sunday as long as Mitch gets his.
You know, let me ask you this. What did you make of Trubisky saying he wants the offense to open up? Was that an indication of what they're doing or talking about, or is that just a quarterback hoping they open up the offense?
I think it's a young anti-quarterback who is trying to balance his inner swagger, because he's got it. And you heard Josh Sitton.
Oh, the Josh Sitton stuff was great.
Yeah, it was great. You know, and so he's got it. And I think that was a product of him trying to, you know, be honest with the fact that, hey, I'm a quarterback. I want to get going here. I want to throw 35 times a game. I believe that I can, with the reality that, you know, he does have the handcuffs on a little bit, and he should, because we've all seen, you know, him get skittish at times in the pocket. The command isn't entirely there. You see glimpses. I like what I see. I think people can look at him and see why the Bears drafted him. But he also has made rookie mistakes, and he's going to continue to make more of those. So I'm kind of on the fence about where he is in terms of, you know, the ability to trust him. But yesterday, I think that was just a young guy, you know, wanting to establish some, you know, show some confidence at the same time. Well, quarterback doesn't want to throw more.
And I'm sure he believes he can. I think that's part of it too. He wants them to know that, yeah, I can do more. And I'm sure he feels that he can. And I think he's probably frustrated that he is as restrained in that offense as he is. But that's their way of winning. And that is, again, what's important in the NFL.
And that's all part of this. It's all part of being a professional athlete or at any level. Learning to play within your own limitations and learning to play within the framework of what your coach says the game plan is. You know, Mitch Trubisky, if left to his own devices, may, you know, run out of the shotgun and run more spread and maybe some read option in there and some of the things that make a lot of sense to us from the outside. But, you know, he's 23 and he's got four starts under his belt. So he's not ready to be trusted in those circumstances. And if you come back to that and say, well, maybe he shouldn't be playing, no, he absolutely should be playing. He gives the Bears still, in spite of everything we just said, the best chance to win each and every Sunday. So that's why he's going to be starting against the Packers. And that's why, you know, I think that this game is fascinating because of the Hundley factor, because of, you know, the Bears being favored, and because they have a quarterback that wants to, you know, really continue to be trusted more, and to see how much the Bears are going to respond to that.
And in your reality check column today, David, you point out one touchdown is scored in the last 27 offensive possessions, kind of like a, you know, tap the brakes on the, you know, the point spread's going crazy from 3 to 6, and who knows by kickoff where that is, because the Packers are so bad and everyone saw that Monday night. But 16.8 points per game, and that 17 has been kind of a, not a glass ceiling, it's just a cement ceiling for the Bears.
Absolutely. Look, I love the idea of the Bears being favored. I like the Bears in this game. I think I'm going to pick them. I know I am going to pick them because I think that they have everything, all the reasons that we talked about. You know, I think their defense is better. It's the strongest unit on the field finally against the Packers because of no Aaron Rodgers. I think that they're going to run the ball, and they're going to against that Packer defense, which is not ranked as high as the Bears and is very vulnerable. And I think that Mr. Trubisky is going to play smart enough and well enough to win this game. But this level of overconfidence, and you guys see it, and Mully, you wrote about it too. I sort of just parroted what you said. You know, be careful. They're not five and three. They're 3-5. So assume nothing about a team that hasn't earned the benefit of the doubt. What Sunday is, more than anything, it's a referendum on the direction of the Bears under John Fox. Because you can't lose and trust this team anymore. You can't lose and tell me that things are going to be okay. You can't lose and stop the speculation that has existed. Right now, it's inappropriate to me because you win and all your goals remain in place. And a lot of the direction remains, you know, you can finish the season with the arrow pointing up. But I would recommend against, you know, assuming anything and counting on a victory before it actually happens.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's a really important game for the coaching staff, and I think it's important that we get a glimpse of whatever vision they have that they've worked on over the 2 weeks, right? I mean, I know that the wide receivers are coming back, or the Wheaton's coming back, and then the other kid will be
Dontrell
Inman will make his debut. I don't know that that means they're significantly better. I'll be curious to see. But I think there was time for Dowell Logans to look at other teams, to self-scout, to figure out, you know, hey, we need to throw the damn ball on first down. Why aren't we in a better position on second and four? Why aren't we trying something different? Open up the playbook a little bit in that sense.
Why aren't we moving the pocket? Why aren't we running some read option out of the shotgun? Why aren't we running the ball out of the shotgun? Because you look at the Bears stats, if you really analyze them, and all the stuffs that the running backs are getting, some of the run problems are, you know, a product of poorly designed running plays.
Yes.
And you've got to, you're right, Molly, when you have a week off in the NFL, you've got to maximize that. Who cares what Mitch Trubisky did on his weekend off? I want to know what Dowell Loggins did. And I want to see evidence of that. While Mitch was at home, you know, reacquainting himself with his family and being the hometown hero, I hope Dowell Loggins was coming up with ways to make Mitch Trubisky look better and to make, you know, Tariq Cohen a more of a factor in the offense, because they lose a playmaker in Zach Miller. You've got to find one somewhere else.
Marty Bennett.
he can stay away.
How bizarre is that story, huh? I mean, I don't know what to make of it, but I do think there is a sense that Rodgers got hurt and it's not going to happen and Marty's lost interest. And I think that that is about as damning a thing as you can say about a player.
You're right. I mean, when they looked at the rest of the season, it was, is this worth it, really? You know, it wasn't a win at all costs. It was, no, we're not going to pay that and we're not going to put up with that. And, you know, it sounds like, besides, we don't know the details about the hiding the injury, but this is a guy that everybody in Chicago would understand if the Packers concluded he wore out his welcome.
David, we'll let you go. Just wanted to say that I thought your column on Olin and Fred Miller and comparing, contrasting, getting their thoughts on the whole Portis and Miritich thing, it was just phenomenal. I mean, what a great story. Thanks. And what a great job you did there. And I hope you didn't ask Olin in person, because to deal with him over the phone.
Did it take some?
It was over the phone, but I got to give those guys credit too, because that was something that happened 12 years ago.
Right.
And neither one of them wants that to define their careers, and it didn't, and it doesn't. And I think, though, they were both very willing and I think professional and mature enough to look back.
That's
and be
great.
Honest about, you know, they got in a room, they were honest about they were both wrong, and they moved on. They put the team first, and I thought there was some instructional things in there that could be helpful for apply to the Bulls, and both guys are very cooperative. But if I would have asked Olin in person, you're right, Mark, it might have been a different interview. I've been in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Before, but I love the guy's really been really good with.
Oh, he's the best. Yeah, he's fantastic on the score too. So thank you, David. We appreciate it. But
thanks,
talk
David.
To you soon. That's our guy, David Haw from the Chicago Tribune, the lead sports columnist. You're listening to Mully and Hanley. It is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.